This is This Week in History for August 14th, 2009. I'm Christy Elizabeth for the Friday Morning After. This was a pretty busy week in history, so we've got a few quick headlines before we get to the big one. First, we have Chairman Mao, who in 1966 declared the Cultural Revolution. He mobilized the Red Guards, who were bands of radical students ordered to destroy the four olds in the country, which were customs, habits, cultures, and thinking. Secondly, we have the birth of the Atlantic Charter in 1941, the secret meetings between Winston Churchill and Franklin D. Roosevelt that sealed the alliance between Britain and the U.S. to bring about the downfall of Adolf Hitler. The attack on Pearl Harbor would take place less than 4 months later. Next, I know we're finally enjoying some summer over here. It may even be a bit too hot for some. Today's projected high of 30 degrees is just 2 degrees short of the heat wave that led to the over 30-hour blackout that hit New York, Ottawa, and Toronto, as well as some other East Coast cities a mere 6 years ago. Hydro-Québec cleaned up during this time, selling its excess energy to neighboring cities. And finally, we have August 13th, 1961, when troops in East Germany sealed the border between East and West Berlin, shutting off the escape route for thousands of refugees from the East. Barbed wire fences up to 6 feet high were put up during the night, and Berliners awoke to find themselves living in a divided city. The concrete section eventually reached nearly 12 feet high and 66 miles long. There was a further 41 miles of wire fencing, as well as more than 300 watchtowers. Nearly 200 people died trying to cross the wall, and another 200 were injured. And a fun little tidbit for Montrealers finding themselves in the Old Port, there's actually a piece of the infamous wall in the converted Centre de Commerce Mondial. It was given by the City of Berlin to the City of Montreal in 1992 for its 350th birthday. And that was This Week in History for August 14th, 2009. I'm Chrissy Elizabeth for the Friday Morning After.
Slipping into the future.